This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Another Richer and the Mailman, number 19. Nothing really good about that number, I guess. I mean,
no, it's prime.
The 19th hole, is that like heaven? Are we in heaven now?
That's the bar, actually.
That's the pot. What?
The 19th hole is the bar.
So that's heaven, right?
I guess. All right, fair enough.
That's where all golfers go when they're dead.
Yeah, it's the whole goal in life is to make it to the 19th hole.
All right, to live through it all. Yeah.
To earn that.
I'm Josh Richer, in case, again, you're new here in the title, and Andy Flanagan joins me. He's the mailman.
I'm today's mailman.
He's today. You're the mailman.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to say it that way.
Yeah, you're the mailman. It's so weird to think about. I was actually thinking about it when I was going to, you know, type some shit up and set up the beginning of the podcast, you know, the seeds of it, you know, saving files and such, folders. I was like 19. I'm like, the first 10 went by in like two and a half months.
Yeah, and you were doing them one every week, right?
Yeah.
Recording right after the show or...?
Yeah, we were cranking them out on Mondays, and then, like, we're doing it every day, and then all of a sudden it slowed a little bit, and then it slowed, like, to nothing.
There are extenuating circumstances, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a lot going on.
Right.
Obviously. But, Andy, how are you doing? I saw you a little while ago.
Yeah, when I was in New York for a couple hours.
That must be crazy.
That was weird, yeah. It's been a long time since I did that, just drive 3 hours somewhere and then come back the same night.
I'm an old dude now. I can't do it. It's hard.
I found out I can't do that anymore. I was screwed up for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard enough if I'm like jumping around, like, you know, spending a while in transit now here. Uh-huh. I'm done. Yeah. I just spent an hour and a half getting someplace. I'm like, I've got to stay here for a while. I can't. It's the Rhode Island. It's also the Rhode Island part in us.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
It's really like this weird mentality.
Do you find yourself growing out of that at all, or is that like just so ingrained that you'll never get rid of it?
Well, the only difference is now it's like when I am in transit, I've started that mass transit, you know, like mentality of when I am in transit, I can stay doing other things and not just driving.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like longer, but it's like, well, I'm doing stuff. So
yeah, you're multitasking.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's making me multitask.
True. When you take up that part much of your day, you need to
make
up that time somehow.
Which is good. Yeah. Except in the other times, I'm not being very productive.
So you just need to commute all day.
I just need to commute all day. Just ride the trains like all day long.
So that's what homeless people are doing. They're interesting.
Wait. you kind of blew my mind there.
I know. I think I blew my own mind.
The homeless people are like, they're doing something, man. They're living.
They're just keep living, man.
On the that's the other weird part is just like that becoming like a real daily thing.
What do you
like,
mean?
Like just homeless people like everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Like everywhere, you know, like there's like, oh, I passed like three laying in a like on my way into that building.
Right.
And then once I got into that building, there was others. Like, well, that sucks. So it sucks to be reminded of them like constantly. It's utterly depressing.
Yeah.
So how is it over there in Rhode Island? I hear there's some like flooding happening.
Yeah, I haven't actually been out on the roads all day, so I can't give a detailed report. But yeah, I got notifications on my phone that there's a flood watch in effect. It's been raining for like 2 days straight.
Yeah, well, that sucks. We actually haven't got... We had so much yesterday, but now it's like nothing. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I live kind of at the top of a hill, so it's kind of...
So that's the Richard and the Mailman weather report?
Yeah, there you go.
Keep Sunday, the people informed.
Sunday, March 30th, 2014. And throughout the Northeast, rain continues...
That's right.
To make life tough. Last night, though, see, my girlfriend, Erin, she visited. Uh-huh. It was wonderful. I've had an onslaught of seeing familiar faces.
Oh, yeah.
In the past couple weeks. Yeah, it's been pretty good. Like, my sister visited last week, and that was fun.
Cool.
We hopped around. We saw some live comedy. That was good.
Nice.
Had some yummy food. Some, like, touristy, like, gotta have it type of foods, too, you know.
What is that?
Well, we went to Russ and Daughters.
Oh, yeah?
They're like, they sell, like, smoked fish and, like, fish eggs and, like, you know, caviar, that sort of stuff.
Oh, okay.
But they also do bagels and cream cheese with that on it, too, you know?
Nice.
So we went and got there, but we didn't get the, like, smoked fish. Like, I got, like, lox cream cheese, but we really just got bagels and cream cheese. We just went there to kind of...
Experience the place.
Experience it, yeah. But it was wicked crowded. It sucked. But it was a nice day, so I, you know, it was fine after that. I could just, like, walk around while, you know, you ate this bagel. That was delicious. Mind you. And everything else looked delicious. Like, the smoked fish looked delicious, you know, like, watching them prepare it. Yeah, it was pretty fun. And then Erin came, and so that was one of the reasons I've seen a lot of homeless people, because I had to go to Port Authority, and that's just, like, those subway, like, systems are just full of them.
Right. No,
they're, like, they're a little bit more lax there with, like, people staying a little while.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, no, it was a fun time, but it was miserable. Last night what I realized, because the stupid ferry that I live on, because I live in Staten Island... Like, the worst thing in the world. The worst place. No, it's not that bad. But it's just like this. Like, she needed to catch the 9 o'clock bus, which means we needed to get there. However, in the morning on a Sunday, the ferries are only running on the hour. Oh. I think it might be all day on a Sunday. They're only running on the hour going to and from. On Manhattan, it's like on the 30, and from Staten to Manhattan, it's on the, you know, the
hour.
The top of the hour there, yeah. And so I'm like, well, so it's either get a 7 o'clock ferry, which means leave here at like 6:30 for a 9 o'clock bus, or we take a bus. Okay. So that turned into a whole thing in itself, because, like, essentially there was like a express bus that we could catch from my house by crossing over from another bus. We realized we'd catch that at like 7:30, like begin that whole thing. So, like, all right, let's do that. At least it's a little bit later. It's not as bad at all, you know.
Yeah.
So we do that, and we miss. First of all, I realized that we didn't have enough money on the card.
Oh, for you both to get there.
For us to both get there. So I had to go to the ferry terminal, because that's the closest place where I could, like, put money on. Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
But it was pouring out. So then I had to wait for a bus. I had to just start throwing on clothes and rush out my front door to catch a bus that was, like, right on the corner, like, probably, like, 50 feet from my, like, you know, not far. But it's just, right. Like, and it's pouring. I have an umbrella. I'm just standing there getting wet. Hop on a bus, hop off, throw money on a card, and then I was like, I took a taxi back. Because it was so bad. And there was no buses leaving for another half hour. And I was like, fuck that shit.
Oh, that's good.
I know. And I'm like, so this is horrible. And then this morning we missed a bus. Like, we missed the stop where we were supposed to connect. So we had to, like, get off and then wait for the bus to come back. And then take it to where the stop was, but by that we would have missed it by like 10 minutes. But luckily we got there and the bus had not left yet, so awesome. Except my love left, and that sucks. It's horribly depressing.
Yeah. That's my memory of what that's like.
Yeah, when the people go away, Andy.
Yeah.
When the people go away. So, Andy, how's life with the people you love? How's that going?
Well, I didn't send anybody away, you know, in a bus or anything like that.
So it's good though. You're seeing people and you're talking to loved ones that know you and
Does texting count?
I guess.
I'm realizing that because we're talking over Skype now, and I never use Skype.
Skype's kind of awesome, actually.
It kind of is. I'm wondering why I don't do this stuff more often.
It's because it seems like it's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing. We just went through a whole thing to get to this point.
Yeah, well, we got a little bit more going on to do this. Right. I like how we're just completely living with this out in the open. Like, yeah, guess what? This show is overly produced. What you're hearing is two people. Blah, 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 blah.
There is no fourth wall here.
There's no fourth wall. Andy. But yeah, this place is weird. This place is weird. Like, when you guys visited, it was uber weird because it was, like, St. Patrick's Day. And, like, we're used to that kind of St. Patrick's Day people crowding at bars getting drunk thing.
We Rhode Islanders are used to
that? Yeah, yeah. Where we're from together, right. You know. You see it. People make a big deal out of it, like Newport and the, you know. But here it's, like, everywhere.
Like, not even just the Irish bars?
Yeah. No, it's the Irish bars, but the Irish bars are everywhere.
Oh, I see.
And it's just...
Oh, I see. So it's like even like places where people live, there's still...
It's just bars. People are just everywhere wearing green. Like if it's like a busy place, you know what I mean, at all, there's it's just people wearing green being drunk. And this year, the weekend like was kind of longish because it was like... Saturday people went out, and then Sunday people went out, and then Monday was St. Patrick's Day. It was like it became like a 3-day thing.
The actual parade is on St. Patrick's Day, right?
It was on Monday. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. The whole thing, the experience was weird. It was one thing that made me both like kind of hate the city, and also. And then it was obviously wild because where I saw you guys was just like a crowded mess of a a place that was weird. You guys were in your little table, but the whole place was like extreme.
Yeah, that was a...
Extreme bro dude.
Yes. It's true. You gotta walk through the press of them to get there.
It was like everyone I hated in college...
All in one place.
All in one place. And everyone I hated, especially that Mark Mazzengo went to in college. Because he went to PC.
Right.
So it was that, like... I mean, Sean Adamax, obviously a good guy. And Justin, and you.
Thank you.
And Megan. Obviously all of you. And everyone else that was there. I don't know who else. Brian.
Yeah, Brian and...
The other guy I didn't know that looked like... He looked like one of those dudes that was, like, nice in college, but was still kind of like,
Right.
You don't get me.
Okay. See where you're coming from. All right.
Yeah, yeah. You don't get my lifestyle, man, you know? that was a fun time, though.
I enjoyed it. I'm glad you came out for that brief...
Yeah, I wish I could have went to the game. The game seemed exciting.
Oh, it was a great game, yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of the better games I've seen in person.
Wow, that's
because we had a rooting interest in it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was spectacularly played or anything. Although I thought it was really good.
I gotta tell you though, Andy, checking in wise, I'm still souring on the sports. I'm hoping baseball can save me.
You continue to sour or...
Yeah, a little bit. Well, I'm watching more. I'm having more on, but I'm finding that when I don't have it on, it's not like I'm, like, dying.
Yeah, you don't get withdrawal from it or anything.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I haven't been watching the NCAA tournament at all this weekend.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, pretty much this whole weekend. Maybe Friday, the first game, but after that, it was like, I haven't seen another.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Which I know is like, you know, like sacrilege at this time. Like,
it's true.
In America.
It is kind of like the second biggest sporting event in America, right?
Yeah. After no, the Super Bowl. It's got like, well, it's got a different air around it.
I'd say. Different, yeah. Although, does it? How so?
Well, for one, it kind of like plays into the whole playing hooky from work sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
It that's takes on true. That.
Yes.
You're doing more like kind of, I feel like if you work, if you're the type of person who works in an environment where, you know, where there's like a lot of people there, you kind of be like, have a thing going on where you're like, hey, you see that score? Oh, you know, but like,
for like, is it an additional topic of conversation or?
Yeah. And I feel like you would
so
do
you don't
less
have to just talk about the weather like two jackasses.
Well, yeah, yeah. I'm assuming that you don't connect with your coworkers at all, and that most people don't.
No, it's I don't know. I hope that it's normal. It seems normal to me.
Okay.
You have brief, like 5-minute conversations every now and then.
Yeah. And then back to the old work, you know.
Back to the old dusty trail.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna be going now. Andy, have you been following up on any current events since we have not talked to each other at all?
There's the plane.
Well, yes, that happened. That was a mind fuck when it like when it started. You're like, oh, this is going to be over very quickly, and then soon it turned into like a very long thing.
Yeah, kind of surprisingly. So yeah.
Yeah, like it was. Well, then when it started to be like, oh, why is it taking so long? You're like, well, it fell into the Pacific Ocean,
right?
And a time of year that's starting to get a little stormy. All right. Well, there's a lot of ocean to cover. Like, if it did land, like once they start like saying the things that, like, oh yeah, here is what we, you know, like at this point now, where it's like we're starting to find a lot of shit in the ocean.
Things that we weren't looking for, you mean?
No. Like starting to find like what they think is pieces, you know, like, yeah, and right. They have an idea of where it is.
Uh huh.
But they still like all the pieces have like sunk to the bottom, pretty much.
Yeah. Right.
That's crazy.
It's a little terrifying, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little terrifying. I don't know. What did you think about that?
The whole thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I had a lot of thoughts about it. No.
Hey, what's your broad spec? What's your broad? Tell me all your thoughts, Andy. Tell me everything. So Andy it's wakes always... up. Yeah. Andy wakes up and he finds out a plane is down. What are you thinking?
Well, the first thing was everybody joking about how this is the plot to Lost or the Langoliers or whatever. And, like, it's fun to joke about, and then you start thinking, oh, yeah, but a bunch of people are dead. So is it really that funny?
Well,
so
I mean,
that whole moral dilemma that
I really was thinking about Lost for the whole time, to be honest.
Right.
Like, I just kept thinking about it. The longer it went, I started going, like, well, maybe it really is Lost. Or maybe Stephen King is a prophet again.
Right.
Yet again. I mean, the clown. There's a Staten Island clown. Have you seen that shit?
No, I did not hear about
that. Oh, my God, Andy. Just Google Staten Island clown. Creepy dude. Okay, dressed like a clown, standing at different spots in Staten Island.
That's horrifying.
Yeah. One was like a neighborhood, it looked like.
Uh-huh.
Like, just standing there, someone drove by him and just took a picture, and he was, like, standing there scary, looking like Pennywise from it. Like, making a face like that, like a scary face.
Uh-huh.
Holding balloons. So that's like, that takes up the clown, the scary clown thing to another level, is the holding of balloons.
It does. Why is that? Is that just from it, or is that, like, just part of the whole clown
thing? It's just scary. Balloons themselves, like, they defy gravity. There's a reason why dogs are afraid of them.
Oh, you have a point there.
Yeah. They're not natural. They're doing something that isn't natural.
Right. They make weird noises.
Yes, they make the whole thing.
They don't act the way you want. You expect objects to act.
Yeah, so like, Steven, like, this guy's just standing around Staten Island just doing this, and it made, like, national national news.
That's crazy.
I didn't get to see him, unfortunately, but you know, he's got a thing on Facebook now.
He's got what on Facebook?
He's got a page.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, so it's turned into one of the, it's quickly over. As soon as the guy for himself makes a thing on Facebook, it's like, it's totally done.
Oh, you mean once they start to try to capitalize on the notoriety?
Yeah.
That means it's officially over as something cool?
Yeah, it's over.
I totally know what you mean.
The guy ruined. He had the best scary clown thing going on. Like,
he ruined it.
He ruined it. Although, it was copying the guy from, what is it, like Nottingham, England, the UK. There was a guy who did that over there. He terrified a village, like a little town.
Really?
Yeah.
So, this wasn't even an original idea.
Nope. It was like everything else in America, a European import. Yeah. Just like The Killing and all of our other Democracy. Shows that we watch. Yeah. It's weird. When it really comes down to it, we're not producing much. Even the other intellectual property we're making, a lot of it is based on other intellectual property that we're just buying the rights for.
That's true.
Wow, what a horrifying, horrible nothingness that is our American culture.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
That we don't have any.
They do say that, don't they?
They sure do.
Andy, this past week, there was more news stuff, more things in the news concerning the fake news.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw this. There, Stephen Colbert, of the Colbert Report. I have a hard time saying that word. I want to, like, French it up so bad.
It's French, bitch.
I know.
It's the original promo set.
So, Stephen at home, on Twitter, on the show, I don't know if you saw that, there was a campaign to cancel him, hashtag cancel him.
I did see the campaign, yeah.
Yeah, it was, based on, fill everyone in. Do you want to fill everyone in? Do you remember?
Yeah, I think so. So the Twitter account for the show, which is not run by Stephen Colbert or anyone who works for him, sent out a tweet saying, what did it say? It said, we're starting the Ching Chong Ding Dong Center for respect to Asians or whatever.
Well, yeah, they were saying, much like, what's the guy from that owns the Redskins?
Yes. To start from the very beginning, he did a segment on the show about the Washington Redskins starting a foundation for Native Americans that has the word Redskins in the title. And so the segment was about how ridiculous it is to have this foundation for Native Americans that includes the insulting word in the title, which led to him saying he was going to start the Ching Chong Ding Dong Center for, what's the word I'm looking for here?
He said Orientalism?
Yes.
It was, of Orientalism or whatever.
Orientals or whatever.
That's right. Yeah. So
I thought the segment was quite funny. I didn't see it till later. But then the Comedy Central run Twitter account sent out a tweet without, you know, just referring to that title without explaining that it was a joke about the Washington Redskins. And then I think you can take the explanation from there.
Oh, yeah. So that happens. And it's just the Comedy Central run promo account, you know, like that just like churns out, here's funny stuff. Check it out.
And I would like to say, like, the whole point is to get people to watch the show. It's not to be funny or...
Yes, exactly.
Make comments or anything like that.
And also, in the backstory there, him saying that is also him making fun of Rush Limbaugh, who also had a thing when he was talking about the president of China that essentially made a bunch of, like, super, like, racist things, you know, like, sounds ending in N and G's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's almost like because he is in him, like, the Stephen Colbert character is satire, right? He's satirical in nature. He's satirizing Rush Limbaugh by, like, in that bit.
Yes, okay.
So, girl sees it on Twitter at Sue. Is it Sue Park? Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know how to pronounce it, but I would, that seems reasonable to me.
Yeah, she apparently this Twitter activist, hashtag activist. she basically starts hashtag campaigns to, I don't know, bring awareness or try to get an angry mob riled up, which I'm pretty sure pretty much everyone who's met me can vouch for the fact that I am normally all about getting a, like, getting a mob going and riling people up about this or that.
Okay.
I would say that's one of my, like, major, like, A defining characteristic, just like a tendency I have, whatever you want to call it, a talent.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever it is. Yeah, a propensity for riling up the mob, so I can identify. But here, it was based on saying that in raising awareness for, they shouldn't be like a punchline, Asian Americans. Yeah. That this racist thing. Now, then it was pointed out that it wasn't him, and that it was part of a larger joke that, you know, which is obviously satire.
Mm-hmm.
But then she just kind of flipped it around and was saying still, and started going on about colonialism and how it's impossible for any of us to know, you know, what it's like, essentially. Like, as white people, we can't be mad that Asian Americans or essentially other could get mad about something like that.
Yeah.
Which in a way I see her point, but not here.
I know. That's the most frustrating part of this whole thing.
Yes. Yes, this woman in
because
any...
that's not wrong, you know. We can't say what they have a right to be offended about and what they don't.
Exactly. Exactly. We can't say that. But
still wrong.
But you're wrong. Because this is satire. But then it got even worse. Then she started saying stuff like, well, if it is satire, then why am I getting racist threats and all this stuff like that? And it's like, well, now your logic is getting screwed. That doesn't cancel out whether or not the original thing that you're all worked up about was satire.
The other comment I like is, well, if I didn't get it, it must have been a poorly constructed joke.
Yes!
I saw a lot of that on Twitter, too.
What? No, it was amazing when you take in the context of all... When you explain the context of it, like, the stream that's been happening on that show, where he, like, has both covered Rush Limbaugh saying, like, those racist things, right. And then, you know, being that
like
satire...
It's
brilliant.
A year's old callback. It was great.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. But now this girl is, like, in this weird... She got in this weird corner where she,
awkward,
like...
Awkward position, yeah, where you can't back down and...
Oh, it's
start
been
pulling in bad arguments to support yourself, yeah.
Oh, man, it got comical. It got comical.
I found it all very depressing, I have to admit.
Yeah, it was very depressing. Because then people are siding with her, and they're like...
I know.
But, and then you're like, you guys are all arguing from a flawed position. Like, she should just shut up. She should just go on, like, a Twitter, like, just not say anything for, like, a week. You know, like, and then it'll blow over. Then it'll all be done.
Yeah, right.
But instead she keeps going. I thought, like, I actually got, like, you know, got a little involved in it. Shooting stuff back. Well, did you see the video of her?
No.
Okay, there was a video with her and a reporter from the Huffington Post live blog. Uh-huh. And he basically, you know, asked her, and then she was like, you know, she got really all postmodern and feminist.
Okay.
In a major way. Like, so, you know, started talking about, you know, basically, again, accusing the guy who was white and male that he could, you know, say all that stuff. And then he's like, but aren't you thinking that you didn't just, that the joke, you know? And then she's like saying, I don't think you should be asking that question as a white male. And then, you know, then he got basically started taking digs and like saying like, and talking about her position. She's like, well, even, he's like, but your position is stupid. She's like, you just said my position was stupid.
Right.
You just said my position was stupid. Like, she just couldn't believe that he said it. And I was just like, but it is. It is, girl. I know I shouldn't call you girl. I know that's patronizing and that's what you hate. But
Right now, it kills me, though.
I know, it kills me.
Well, she's bringing out, like, you know, like we've already said, she's bringing out, like, found, what do you call it, sound arguments that could be used in other contexts.
There's so much...
But then when you apply it to this context, it makes me lose respect for the whole thing. It's like, I don't even know if I believe that stuff anymore. You know what I mean?
And Andy, no, I agree with you.
It's so frustrating.
I go through that, like, that whole idea that, like, well, do I want to believe this now? Is it really something I'm on board with these people? But then immediately I go, well, I have the sense to go, there are some people that just, like, take it too, you know, like, that just...
I guess that's what I need to remember, is that there will always be stupid people.
There are always people that... On both sides. Yeah, they're going to be like...
And they're going to ruin it for everybody.
They're going to ruin it for everyone.
It doesn't mean you throw out the whole, you know...
system
or whatever.
No, it's like, it's so weird. It's like, because it's like, that's, emotion gets... It starts to, like, color the reasoning. It doesn't completely drown out reasoning. It's still based on reason, but the logic is flawed.
It's reasoning and anger, which is even better.
Yeah. Yes. But without reasoning, with anger, you wouldn't have, like, nearly any sort of, like, stories in the news or anything.
True.
Everything ends up like that. Everything's born out of, like, weird reasoning. Somebody not thinking on their feet. Or they're just blinded.
Are you thinking of something specific here? Or just
I'm just thinking about, like, every news story I've ever heard. It's like, so, like this person commented, well, yeah, you know, like, just like someone saying something stupid and being like, ah. Oh. What's even going on there? Like, they're like saying something, and what they're saying is based. It's like when someone tries to explain something away by, like, admitting to it, but not really. It's like, you're admitting to it, but not really. Like, it's pretty.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
We're not being very clear, I realize. Pop culture, Andy. Pop culture references. Fill in the blank. But in all of this, okay, so I kind of saw, like, one thing was, like, someone jumped. See, Michelle Malkin, are you familiar with her?
I did see that, yeah.
She's a conservative, Asian, Korean-American, like, Ann Coulter.
Yeah, right. I didn't realize, like, she was Korean-American. But go ahead.
She could be Korean.
No, I just meant I didn't realize that was her end to this story, that she's Asian.
Well, it's that, so she's, like, kind of defending this girl and, like, and all, and also going after, you know, like, the bad people, the bad liberals over there at Comedy Central's, like...
Right, that's where I saw her interest, was liberals.
I think it's in both, and it's also, like, see, and also, I'm siding with the Asian girl, you know, like, right. I got you, sister, you know? But, so she starts... Sisterhood.
Okay.
I just almost said a bunch of stuff involving geishas, but then I realized I shouldn't.
Well, I'm glad you edited yourself.
Yeah, well, I mentioned them, so I'm letting you know my thought pattern, which I think is key.
Yeah.
So she starts to chime in on this whole thing, which brings about the whole, this whole other thing. This whole other, like, paradox that's going on in this story now. Beyond, and so you've got all this satire going on, and then you've got all this, like, false outrage over someone who tends to get into weird, tempered, false outrages on his show.
It's true. Someone who makes a living mocking outrage.
Yeah, exactly. And then you've got this other girl who makes an actual living mocking, like, outrage, but, like, she's playing serious for real. Like, it's not like she's, like, the joke in Michelle Malkin.
Right.
But she actually stands for the things exactly, like, she's the real deal, and Stephen Colbert is just, he's, like, playing it. So it's, like, her against a fake guy. It's her siding with someone she completely disagrees with in the original plaintiff in this whole thing. They have completely different goals in, like, the way that, like, they see the world and politics and all that, you know? Like, Michelle Malkin wrote a book in defense the Japanese internment camps.
She did?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So then you've got that being thrown on top of this. So
I don't. That stuff drives me crazy.
This is all blown up in like one day on
like,
Twitter.
Wasn't there that slavery apologist who was going around over the last like month?
Oh, I didn't see that. What?
He's been on Fox News a couple times saying that Lincoln wasn't a good president and slavery was dying a natural death, but he started a war over it anyway.
Oh, Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Yes, thank you. You yes. do know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. No, he was on The Daily Show, too. Yes, and like, yes. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where that motivation comes from. Like, oh, slavery gets a bad rap, or, oh, the internment camps get a bad rap. Like, who needs to take that position? I just don't understand it.
Well, no, the problem is, Andy, and this is what I'm starting to find, okay, as a progressive myself, I understand, like, the desire not to have too sudden of a progression, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to, I can understand that, because for people that believe in a more traditional outlook on life and way of living and all of that, you know, maybe it's out of religion or, you know, whatever. I feel like it's almost like you know change is going to come, but you don't want to see it happen as suddenly as it can once floodgates open for certain things, you know?
Yeah, it's the little slippery slope.
Yeah, people are afraid of the slippery slope, but what they realize is, well, no, it's like, yes, it's always going to change.
Yeah.
There's going to be a little bit more that you're not comfortable with in some way.
Uh-huh.
But, like, sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where we were. You were talking about the Japanese internment camps, maybe.
Oh, that is bad.
Oh, because I said I don't understand why people need to take up these positions, and you said you understand it as progressive.
Essentially, it's like there's a traditional mindset, and you don't want things to happen so quickly.
Okay.
So they have to almost take these positions as a way of holding on. That don't worry, things are going to change. But don't push it.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like applying the brakes a little bit.
Yes. Yes.
So you take like a stronger position than you actually believe, just to push back against what you think is like too much progress.
Like letting the states succeed didn't need to happen, even though they were totally never going to budge on slavery.
I see.
They were never going to budge on it as long as it took. Like and at the time, it wasn't every free state, every new state happening could decide for themselves, right?
I forget exactly. I mean, I think I learned this in high school, and that was the last time I actually took a class.
Or it was like one off.
There were several different compromises proposed where it was like one slave, then one non-slave, and then.
But either way, it was never going to stop in the South.
Yeah,
because. Because it allowed the people that were in charge and white to like have like the life.
Yeah, people aren't going to willingly give up, you know.
Yeah.
Systems of power that benefit them.
Exactly.
That's something we've learned.
Yes.
Or we should have learned by now.
Yeah. No. So I think it was like naive of him to say that. And it's weird for these people to take these positions. Like, you have to put every Japanese people in an internment camp, you know, just to be safe.
Yeah.
It's not right. It's not right. And she even said, like, in her thing, though, was that they didn't put Germans or Italians or, you know, whatever in internment camps because they were, you know, that they were white.
Right.
But it's mind-boggling. So these people are all... Now, in arguing these positions, these people start to become bedfellows. And you start to realize that nobody's acting on principle anymore.
How do you mean?
In this whole thing. Like, Michelle Malkin doesn't care what's going on. She just wants to, like, get involved in this and jump on. Make the liberals, you know, like, smear them.
You gotta take them down a peg.
Even though she's, like, siding with the liberal.
I see, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
and this girl, who's a liberal, is now siding with Michelle Malkin, even though Michelle Malkin says he's horrible. Also, I looked back at this girl. I went on this girl's Facebook. She had a whole thing like about like Muslim rights.
Uh-huh.
Basically, and that was a whole hashtag campaign that she did. And Michelle Malkin, I see her on Fox News all the time. Basically, the whole internment camp thing came up because of talking about how we should treat Muslims.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This sounds very familiar now.
And,
yeah,
and illegal immigrants. Like, round them all up. You know, right. Like, it's like that, you know. So, like, it actually came up through, like, a practical thing that's like, let's round people up now. Which this other girl would not think about. So they're, like, defending all of this. It was actually, it was mind-blowing. But in all this, another guy jumped in. And a guy called the Sons of Reagan on Twitter.
Well, that's horrible.
Like, you kind of, you know it's coming.
Okay.
You know it's coming when you hear, you see Sons of Reagan. This guy starts talking about, like, he's like, yeah, these pajama boys and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God!
It's back.
Andy, pajama boys are back!
Bringing back Pajama Boy for 2014.
That's like an actual thing they go by now. Like, yeah. It's not like when we talked about before, it was like relatively newish,
right?
But now it's like
it's become an epithet. Yeah,
it's a slur now for them. It's a new libtard. I've been called a Pajama Boy on multiple occasions.
I saw one of those occasions. Yeah.
That was a lot. Now, this one was funny, though, because the person was, like, saying, using Alinsky tactics and name-calling when you're backed into a corner and you're, like, you're faced with, like, a paradigm or something. And it was like, what? But it's like, and then I pointed out, like, the first thing you said was, you call people pajama boys. Like, you name-call before anyone said anything about you. And then he was like, oh, another pajama boy. It was like, what? These people don't get it. Nobody that's involved in this whole thing that, like, I have, like, dedicated 2 hours of my life to.
Yeah.
In a most productive manner ever. Maybe an hour and a half. You know, because I'm reading other stuff anyway.
Yeah, okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, these people are just, like, they're dumb, and they just don't get, like, they don't, it's like, they're oblivious to all of it, and I'm stupid for arguing with them, but it's like, I'm arguing with them from up, but no, you're, like, so wrong, and it's, like, objectively that you're wrong.
Objectivity is subjective, I guess.
Yeah. No, it's in your, like, when, like, the person, like, comes in, like, insulting and then starts calling, you know, like, it's like, wait, right. No, you're so wrong. And no, you're wrong because it is satire. Like, it is the definition of satire. Like, and I know you're concerned about, like, post-colonial, like, you know, like, racial relationships, but aren't we all actually supposed to be, like, can't we actually see where it is, see where the joke is?
Can we at least agree on that?
Yeah.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What's up, everybody? This is Kevin Kelly from Ring of Honor Wrestling. Make sure you check out The Kevin Kelly Show each and every week. PlaceToBeNation.com. We'll be talking about wrestling in the past and wrestling today. Plus, be talking about all kinds of sports and pop culture, whatever's on your mind, too. We'll answer your questions each and every week. The Kevin Kelly Show, right here. PlaceToBeNation.com.
Chad, do you hate it when commercials one and run?
What do you mean, Parv?
Oh, never mind.
Listen to Where the Big Boys Play on PlaceToBeNation.com and find us on iTunes. We are the only WCW Supercard exclusive podcast.
Hey, this is Rob Naylor. Do you still enjoy pro wrestling? Believe it or not, I still do. So you better join myself and Will on the Google Wrestling Podcast exclusively at PlaceToBeNation.com.
Shit, I wasn't ready. Hey, this is Will. If you like listening and... Shit. Hey, this is Will. If you like listening to guys talk about old school wrestling, follow me and Charles on Wrestling with the Past podcast on PlaceToBeNation.
So you got the script, yeah? You all got it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this sounds terrible. The Titans of Wrestling... Oh, brilliant. Sorry. The Titans of Wrestling are...
Pete, I'm a lead analyst for a show and breakdown matches.
Kelly, lead historian. I'm a jobber lover. Are you?
Johnny and I drink.
And yes, me, Bob. We watch old school wrestling and love it.
Titans of Wrestling. You know you want to hear it.
What's going on? This is the Godfather, Nate Milton, with an offer you cannot refuse. Each and every week you can join Marcus Vandenberg, Big Nasty Alfred Kunawa, and myself on the Kings of Sport podcast, available exclusively on placetobenation.com, your one-stop spot for the best in sports and pop culture.
Hey, this is Ben Morse from Marvel.com as well as the Brad and Chad Show, and I've got a new podcast. Well, I'm part of a new podcast, Place to Be Nation's Main Event. Hosted by Scott Criscolo every other week, it's a roundtable discussion with myself, Andrew Reich, Steve Willey, Jordan Duncan, and an assortment of special guests as we talk wrestling today, the big questions, and our feelings. Please, please, please check this podcast out, because if the ratings go down, I know I'm the first head on the chopping block for Justin Rosero. See you guys every other week on Place to Be Nation's Main Event.
I'm Scott Criscolo, and your new home for sports is Place to Be Nation's Extra Point. Join me and the doctor, George Urbelino, for your sports hookup, whether it's NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, colleges, or the Cowboys MMA Blitz.
Forget about it. Plus, join me for my prescription where I will solve all the world's sports problems with my own brand of medicine.
That's Place to Be Nation's Extra Point, here on PlaceToBeNation.com.
In Rhode Island and look at the great food and a fun atmosphere, we'll be sure to stop by Bonehead's Wing Bar, 131 Washington Street in West Warwick, with over 65 different wing sauces and dozens of sandwiches, burgers, and appetizers. And a fully stocked bar, Bonehead's has something for everyone. Bonehead's also shows every WWE and UFC pay-per-view, features live music, weekly trivia, and much, much more. So be sure to stop in, tell Matt and the crew that Place to Be Nation sent you, and become a Bonehead today.
Looking for new wrestling, sports, and pop culture voices? Head over to PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. We have an extremely talented staff that covers comics, video games, and all facets of entertainment. Our sports coverage spans all the major professional and collegiate sports, including MMA. Our fresh takes on professional wrestling are some of the best on the internet. Don't forget to check out our fantastic podcasts as well, including the voice of Ring of Honor, Kevin Kelly, exclusively at PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. Also, be sure to check out our friends at thehistoryofwwe.com, prowrestlingonly.com, Scott Keith blog at rspwfaq.net, and piledriverwrestling.net.
No, the other Pajama Boy thing, though, was a little bit weirder. That was weird, man. A guy on a radio show. I read, like, those "here's what crazy right-wing people are saying" websites, which are always good for a hoot and to get me riled up so I can rile up others, obviously. But this guy, Austin Ruse, which is a head of, like, the Catholic Families something, I don't even remember. It's just, it was a, doesn't even, not worth mentioning his organization. But he said... No, that was the first word of it.
So he represents the Catholic Church, is what you're saying?
In a way, yeah. That's his. He also, one of his big things that he does is with this lobbying group. It's a lobbying group. Is he has helped other countries craft anti-homosexuality laws?
Oh, okay.
And lobbied against, like, universal stuff in the UN.
Universal stuff?
Like universal rights. Charters, stuff like that. He's lobbied against that.
Okay.
He's worked for policy,
like international
policy.
I see.
To discriminate against homosexuals, essentially. So he's not a very loving guy, obviously. But on this one radio show, I guess he was talking about that girl from Duke. Was it a girl? The girl doing porn?
Yes.
At Duke? And then some one of her classmates saw her and then outed her, and
right.
it became a whole series of events that we don't need to get into all of. So he was talking about that, and he basically blamed it on the liberal professors and, you know, women's lib.
Blamed what? Her doing porn?
Her doing porn. Thinking okay. that it's okay to do porn. Now she was.
Oh, I see. She was raised in a progressive environment. That
yes.
Her. Permissive
yes.
environment.
Yes, and it corrupted her mind.
I see.
And she was like doing porn for money, like a good capitalist is wrong. It's wrong there. Capitalism is horrible there.
Right.
When it comes to selling your you know your sexual self.
Well, it has to be limited if it does things that I care about. If it's hurting things I care about.
Exactly. Right. But basically, he said like that liberal and women's lib, these professors should be taken out and shot.
Oh, that's right. Now I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah. yeah. So obviously, I'm like, wow, this guy. I'm like, he represents Catholicism.
Yeah.
He's essentially saying those I don't agree with
should be killed.
Should be killed. Now, his response after – and which he didn't issue a response for a long time, okay, because I hit him up and not a lot of people had yet. Because uh-huh. I did like the Twitter search, you know?
Yeah.
And not a lot of people hit him up yet. Me and like maybe one other person. And then he like – so he was responding to me. And it was just a series of him calling me a beta male, essentially.
Oh, right. I yeah. remember that now.
Which, apparently I get a lot. I've gotten from in other circumstances, you know, things that we've talked about on
Is that
the
a,
show.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that like a new term? Is that like a men's
yeah.
rights term or something?
It really is. It's like dudes that consider themselves more masculine are starting to look at what they consider less masculine males as
right.
as a slur. It's basically being called a pussy.
Yeah, but it's like a what do you call it? It's like a I want to say trigger word, but that's not it. But it's like you're identifying yourself as a certain kind of person by saying beta male. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't consider my, I consider myself a lot of people
I
that
consider you a beta male.
Yeah, in a way. I
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I am in a way. Like, I feel like it's like I have like this other side though that could be like I would rip someone apart if I really came down to it. Like, I will claw your eyes out if I need to fight you. But I think fighting you is stupid, so I won't unless I absolutely, you know, like.
So you want credit for being a hard ass, but also want to be known as a evolved person.
Well, I don't ever want to let myself to be a hard ass. We'll say
you don't want to put yourself in that position.
Yeah, yeah. One should never be there.
I see.
Yeah, you should always walk away before that.
Yes.
And if the other person won't let you walk away, then you keep trying to walk away. But if you really have to, then. You know, like if they hit you from behind, or you know,
yeah,
that and put it in that circumstances. You know, like you know, in order to actually defend yourself, whatever. But no, this guy. So basically, it got into a thing where it's like it basically then me saying, "What? So you're identifying me as this? I don't understand." You know, yada yada yada. And then and then other people joined in. And then he attacked us the next day on this radio show again, calling us pajama boys.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So then, but then it took off because then that became a story.
Him
of like there being them being a backlash and him like attacking the people on the backlash like even worse, like him like how bad he got there. So then he deleted his Twitter account. He lost the gig on that radio show.
For what?
For people shouting him down and saying that it basically you know, you're advocating killing people that you don't agree
yeah.
with.
Okay, yeah, I could see, you know, saying the teachers should be drug out and shot. I could see that being
a fireable offense. His defense was it's just a phrase, but
yeah,
it's like
a figure of speech, right?
It's a figure of speech, but it's like it is.
That's a lot like the
but it's
the
your
reload
de-
thing.
You're
from a couple years ago.
Completely dehumanizing the people you just disagree with. You're just dehumanizing them in a way that's like they're like a dog that could just be taken out back and shot. You know?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. So yeah, that was fun. So I'm a pajama boy officially.
You are officially endorsed pajama boy.
Yeah. Did you ever think it would happen?
I could not have predicted this, no.
I kind of thought so.
You're a wiser man than I.
Yeah. I really thought it would happen sooner, Ash.
You were surprised it took this long?
Well, basically, it's better than being called a fag, which I used to get all the time.
Right.
Yeah, I used to get that. I mean, I guess that's... And I don't know why it's better. I guess, like...
It's
I
more
guess,
honest, maybe? No.
No, no. I guess that's me. I guess that's me. You know what that's saying about me, Andy?
Is what?
That's saying that I'm still not completely comfortable with my sexuality. Or that I just don't want to be confused for gay.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was better when they called you a fag.
Well, no. No, I'm saying it's. I'm saying being called a pajama boy is better.
I see. Okay. I got you now.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well. It's a very optimistic note.
Basically that's where I'm at, Andy. I'm being called a fag on the internet.
Yeah.
But the nice way now. The evolved way of, yeah. Because it involves a political ad, essentially. Being called a pajama boy. What else have you been up to? You guys are playing basketball now. I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah. We played in a, I wouldn't call it a rainstorm, but a pretty steady drizzle the other day.
Well, that sucks. Anybody slip and crack their head open or anything?
No,
like that?
In fact, everyone was remarking that the new driveway surface was much safer than before.
Nice.
Yeah.
I wish maybe I can play back there. I'll be so out of shape.
Yes. It's you forget how your body does not adjust to that.
I'm also afraid. I'm afraid, man. That's where it happened. That's where it just like. Sucked the life was sucked out of my body when I was on that court.
What do you mean?
With getting injured and having like not being able to like exercise like I wanted to and having it hurt. Like,
yeah, I don't recommend the getting old thing.
No, getting old is pretty bad. Andy, are you excited for Game of Thrones? Are you caught up on that?
Oh, I'm so excited. And Walking Dead tonight, too.
Yeah, I'm excited for that, except I'm not in a way because it's starting. I'm excited because it's over, and I've been writing those reviews.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to have them churned out as quick as I can, but it's like hasn't been totally.
It's a tough show for me to read because I keep watching it, but like I'm not always super happy after I see an episode, you know what I mean?
Not in the sense
that it's depressing. It's like, am I really enjoying this? I can't really tell.
I am, because I do think they've hit that point, okay? Are you familiar with the zombie genre?
Fairly.
Fairly. What have you seen? Have you seen Night of the Living Dead?
No, of the deads, I haven't seen much of.
Okay. 28?
Yes, 28. Both 28s I've seen.
Okay. So you've never seen any of the deads. Okay. Well, basically in those, have you seen Fido?
No, but I've heard of it, yeah.
That one's rad because it's essentially they beat the zombie. They figured out how to contain the zombie apocalypse.
Right, and then they keep them as pets?
They're still zombies, but they basically made these collars, so they're not just pets, they're like workers.
Yeah.
They like are maids. They do they're garbage men. They're the slaves.
Yeah, they did that stuff.
In the words of Kanye West,
they're slaves.
They're the new slaves.
Nice.
Oh yeah, Kanye Kim.
Get out of me, Kanye.
They're in vogue. Yeah, so basically they put them to work. They had them be that sector of society, but then one of them starts going, like this one, like his collar goes and he like eats people, but he listens. Like he actually can, like even with the collar off, was able to listen. Like they're able to learn. Mm-hmm. So it was like zombies are okay, but bad people are bad. Was pretty much that was the end of the movie.
The moral of the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's not a ton, like, that's as far as, like, what you get when it's, like, living with zombies.
Yeah.
Like, in genre, you get the stages. You get the apocalypse happens, like, about a month in, a year in, you know, like, a couple years in, you know, like, and you start to get, like, the different levels of how you cope with that. And I think The Walking Dead is starting to get to this point now where it's getting to uncharted territory when it comes to, like, how people have been living.
Yeah, like, this far into the new world.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So it's fascinating, and, like, and just seeing the different issues that come up in groups, and just, like, what the status quo ends up being in that type of world, and morality, how that arises, what is actually, like, what is actually objectively moral, or, you know, is there objective morality?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotten better in that way.
Yeah, that's true.
So are you all caught up there? You're all caught up? Yeah. What do you think about, what do you think, spoilers for Walking
Spoiler
Dead.
Spoiler warning, right.
Spoiler warning from here, I guess, to the next 5 minutes. Do you think it's cannibals?
Yeah, that's the theory that makes the most sense to me.
It just seems too perfect.
And as another friend of mine pointed out, like, that's one of the few things I haven't done on this show yet.
You're right.
That usually comes up in the post-apocalyptic, you know, story.
Well, but I haven't seen yet in zombies. I haven't seen it in zombies.
Right.
The cannibalism, you know.
It's pretty, yeah, pretty original to that genre.
Yeah. It's getting really good. Terminus, by the way, I don't know if you've looked anything up about that, but
nah.
I guess that's what was some sort of junction of railroads or, like, end of the line for a railroad, and it happened to be in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Terminus was Atlanta.
Oh, I see.
So yeah, that's where there's also roots in this particular...
Which started out
scenario
to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. I'm excited, but I'll also be excited to not have to write about it anymore.
Yeah. I can't blame you.
Like, trying to, like, just, like, and then just the moment you're watching it, just being like, how am I framing this? How am I framing this?
Yeah.
How am I framing this article? What themes am I picking up? Blah, blah, blah. I can't just watch it like a passive person.
Right.
And just, like, yay, let's enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm not cut out for that. I tried it
for
a time or two.
Rats off to them, I'd say.
Rats off to you.
Rats off to those people who just do this all year, just reviewing, like, television shows all.
It's a skill.
It is. All right, is there anything else? This is, like, the weird time. This is where, like, a lot of shows are starting that are, like, the way TV schedules have, like, played out now. It's, like,
yeah, the way it's year-round now.
Yeah, April sweeps has become a...
Oh, yeah.
Like, a premiere time for a lot of... Like, next week, pretty much.
Which is why we have Game of Thrones coming back.
Game of Thrones, Veep... Mad Men.
Going back. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Mad Men.
I gotta watch Mad Men someday. Do you watch it?
I'm caught up, yeah.
Nice.
It's pretty good. Except it both makes you, like, I don't know, the way it frames society, again, very interesting. Like, looking back on, like, progress, for instance, just over the course of time.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's like, wow, the 60s were just so... Basically, the 60s were the thing that traditional-minded people are afraid of. It's just, like, a tumultuous amount of change. Essentially what we have now. Except not really. We don't have... I guess so. We have gay marriage now.
We have a lot of change.
Yeah, yeah.
Technologically, if nothing else.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, I guess this is... Yeah, basically...
Saying this the other day, that the 90s weren't that long ago, but it might as well have been a different world.
That's true. Really, it's like the 60s now. There's so much change happening in the past decade that it's... It's like a weird... Yeah. Andy, why are we not involved in this free love sort of thing?
Why hasn't that come back?
Well, I think it is. It's so funny.
Oh, why aren't you and I involved?
Yeah.
They're, like, born too late, man.
Is it because of, like, viruses and
Yeah, that's the prevailing theory, right? That everyone was afraid of sex in the 90s because of the whole AIDS thing.
And then we still should be because of the whole AIDS
thing. Yeah, we probably should still be.
Yeah.
But at the time, it seemed like, you know, half the people you knew were going to get AIDS and die. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of which, briefly, did you see Dallas Buyers Club?
I did not.
You should see that.
Did you enjoy it?
I thought it was very good. Matthew McConaughey was killer in it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed American Hustle a lot, but as far as
conflicted,
like,
on that one.
Yeah, no, I liked the way everything was framed. I didn't get to see Wolf of Wall Street yet, which
I saw that.
Was it great? Did you love it?
No, I didn't love it. It's very good. It's just kind of a downer.
Oh, it's a downer. Yes.
Like when you watch a gangster movie, you're kind of rooting for the gangsters, even though they're horrible people.
Yeah.
I find it very hard to root for, you know, the financial sharks out there.
Well, did you root? I kind of get what you're saying, but are you do you also take pleasure in their demise?
Oh, I see what you're saying. No,
because I usually take pleasure in these people's demise, like their demise. That's
another way of looking at it. Yeah, I should think about
like,
that more.
I'm like both like, wow, they're really, you know, try to work hard, but also they're a fucking criminal and they deserve what they get.
Yeah, right. I would definitely recommend watching the movie. I'll say that. Oh,
well, I'm going. Scorsese is one of my favorite directors, so I plan on it. But I'm waiting for it to like. I might start getting discs from Netflix again if I feel like it, or if Sean.
Take a trip back to 2003. I don't know when did it start.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Basically, that's when. I stopped getting them like a year ago.
Uh-huh.
The discs. But
yeah, I switched over to streaming only.
I guess Redbox. Like, I'll probably wait for Redbox. Although I haven't seen any Redboxes here.
Is that not a thing?
I'm thinking it's not. Now that I think about it, there's like no Red. I haven't seen a Redbox.
Wow, that's weird.
I guess the animals would just rip them open and steal all the DVDs.
I don't like your coded language there, buddy.
I mean, the people of New York. This place is like...
You talk about black people. We both know it.
No, I'm not. they're included in it.
They are also people of New York. It's true.
Yeah, but with them are like a bunch of other people of every different race.
That's true.
Who would rip open a red box and steal the DVDs.
That's true.
Dude, every day I get on the fucking ferry, okay? People... one dude gets on and he walks around going DVD, 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 DVD.
Oh, really?
DVD, DVD. Just holding a little black bag, which are like the bodega bags.
Right.
And like he'll take them out and like he's got him like his hand, other hand in there so he can pull them out and like kind of fan them so you can like see what they are. DVD, DVD. And I get mad. I'm like, okay, first of all, these people, I see people stop and then give them money for them. And I'm like, guys, torrents.
Oh,
They're called torrents for one thing, okay? Second of all.
Yeah, but you can't get torrents from a guy on a boat. Can't put a torrent in your hand.
I don't know, man.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know. The people in New York will both, like, they'll steal anything, they'll pirate anything.
I think piracy is universal.
Oh, that's true. Piracy is universal. But and what I mean is, the market to physically sell it to another person is, like, way, way bigger.
That's true.
That's the key.
Probably just a bigger pool of people, right?
Well, that's it. There's just a bigger pool. It's a crazy place, Andy.
It's crazy.
I'm getting used
to it.
Greatest
city in the world, though.
Oh, yes.
Have you started saying that yet?
No. Well, no. It's weird. It's weird. Have you seen Girls?
Just the first season. I haven't kept up with it.
Okay, so you didn't see what... There's one character, Ray, who's curmudgeonly, like, older guy.
Uh-huh.
Who just, like, hates everything. And he's kind of me.
Oh, really?
He wears plaid shirts. He's about my build.
Is he based on you?
No, but he gets... No, because he, like... No, definitely not. But he, in the way that, like, he just, like, sits there and hates on everything.
Yeah,
he's like, right. He's like, that fucking sucks. That's just, like, a, you know, like, it talks about, a lot about our society and how we have nothing of our cultural value, blah, 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 blah. No, no, you know, like, just, he's that guy.
Uh-huh.
And so he, on one episode, they're, like, going out to Staten Island to, like, for the, because of, you know, the other stuff that happened in this episode that led them there, and he's just talking about the people of Staten Island and how they're, like, you know, bitter at the city and they have to stare at it, and I'm just like, yep, that's, I see that happening to me now.
Like an inferiority complex, or
a little bit.
Yeah,
because you have to defend it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like you go over to Manhattan and everything's a little bit grimier, it's, like, weirder, and you're just like, well, at least.
Yeah, right.
And just, like, you get into this weird defending of, like, yeah, well, just because I have to get in a boat.
At least I don't have blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. The place is wacky. You know what it's like. No, you don't know, Andy. You're from East Greenwich.
I don't even know.
No, you don't ever have to, like, defend East Greenwich, I feel like.
I don't think I ever had.
What about Rhode Island?
Do I ever have to defend Rhode Island?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
To, like, other people, like, that, like, anybody ever put down your state?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's quite enough awareness of it.
That's really sad.
I know. I'm just thinking that myself. That almost makes me, that's almost worse than being, like, from New Jersey, where everyone at least knows what it is.
What are we known for? Just Family Guy, right?
Yeah, Family Guy.
That's pretty much
it. Is that it?
Yeah. Like there's some Brothers
movies, maybe.
But even those are starting to become distant references.
Right.
Like, they're starting to not apply as universally throughout the population. Yeah. I feel like younger people aren't like, yeah, there's something about Mary.
Oh, man, that just made me really sad.
I know, right?
Is that maybe like the Caddyshack of a...
Maybe Dumb and maybe because that one doesn't translate as well either.
I love Caddyshack, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it's, like, harder for a young person to, like, watch Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Like, Dumb and Dumber works because they're so dumb that it's like, the absence of, like, more modern stuff kind of doesn't hurt it
as much.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to raise awareness, Andy. Rhode Island.
Let's get it on the map.
Man. You know what sucks? It sucks that I didn't want to cut off our conversation. I know we had a couple lulls. Let's look back. Let's talk about what just happened.
Okay.
Before we call it a week's work here.
Okay.
We had a couple lulls.
Yeah, we did.
And I could have stopped it. But you know what I didn't want? I wanted us to find our way out of the weeds, Andy.
I think that's a good skill to develop, whether we did it successfully today or not.
Well, maybe someone will tell us. Do you think they'll let us know? Do you think they'll do it this week? So.
I don't want to be begging for people to comment, but
no, we shouldn't. We shouldn't be doing that. Let me just say that I would strongly love it. If we could just know, like, you know. We would
appreciate the feedback.
To just know, like, do you think we climbed out just yet? Do we have it just yet?
We're not there, but I do think we did pretty well.
I think so, too.
There were a couple of so what else is in the news kind of moments, but.
The Jay Leno moment.
Exactly.
The Jay Leno moment. Oh,
So you heard about this?
So you heard about this, Kevin? Can I tell you, by the way, before we go, that I spent like a week or maybe more working on a piece about the Roots.
Really?
About, like, whether or not them being now Tonight Show band, like, drops them down as far as, like, their legacy or, like, their coolness or any of that stuff that we've associated with the Roots.
I would love it if you would write that, because that's something I think about.
Well, I wrote a bunch of it, and then it started to get less, like, topical, you know, yeah. Because now it's just now they're just the band on the Tonight Show.
Right.
At first it was like, okay, they were the band for like 2 weeks. I can like get this up, but now it's like, ugh, I just don't feel like writing about this anymore. No one's gonna read it. So basically, I think
it's a great question though, because they were like a hipster kind of hip hop band.
Exactly.
Back in the 90s.
So does them playing like Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke or Call Me Maybe with like children's toys, does it like ruin them? Like being in the league of Paul Schaefer and Kevin Eubanks.
Oh my God, you're right.
Does it like just drop them? Or even Max, no, we won't say Max, even Max Weinberg, although he was such a straight man that it was like he kind of.
He was brilliant, I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, not that he.
But yeah. He was just a band leader. He just played he was the drummer for Bruce Springsteen that just happened to be the guy playing.
And he was just a touring drummer too, right? Or was he with the band? I don't know.
No, he was.
I shouldn't cast aspersions on Max Weinberg.
No. E Street, baby.
Yeah.
E Street till he dies.
All right. E Street, do or die.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, those are things where I could have wrote about. I've been wasting my time.
Wasting your life.
Wasting my life.
Are we going to talk about your stand-up travails at some point?
I guess what we got?
We don't have to do it today. I'm just wondering if someday.
Let me just say this. It's the weirdest world to like start like as here to be. Doing it because I have a friend who basically started in Rhode Island like parallel,
yeah,
like doing like she maybe did an open mic like a month before me, okay, and then she continued to do some in Rhode Island, which you know they happen to be like in all these different places like in like bowling alleys and places like that, you know.
Okay.
And so but there's like, you know, people that are like small I think we talked about, they're like, you know, like kind of the guys who make shows in that era, just like there are here. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, different types of shows, like dinners that have comedy or what have you. So seeing her, like, experience what she's experiencing, like, she, like, just played a show that was at, like, some place in Smithfield or North Kingstown or something that was, like, you buy a ticket, you get dinner, and then you get, like, a comedy show. Okay. She just did that, and like it was, I think it was a paid gig, and I was like, "Oh, I haven't had any paid gigs," and I'm like, "And I'm like, huh?" But here is just like you when you go to an open mic, the only people there are the people doing
the open mic.
That's it,
right?
So like, laughter is like, it's like
short supply.
It's in short supply. It's cold. It's fucking cold. Like, I've had some moments where, like, I've had some good laughs, and I've been like, all right, because the times when you're not, you're just like, I'm tanking, but you just gotta, like, you know, it's been weird. It's the weirdest thing. That's really all I'll say for now.
Okay.
Yeah. And I want to go, like, I keep wanting to go, like, avant-garde.
Yes.
Like doing, like, weird stuff and being in character, but then I'm like... Well, if I start doing that, I have to like commit to that in order to like to make that work. You know what I mean?
My sense is that everyone has that thought that we'll go avant-garde and they'll be groundbreaking, and it rarely works.
It's not about groundbreaking. It's about it being your voice and because even if you think about it, like think about some stand-up that we've seen that's avant-garde that's just been good even though it wasn't groundbreaking, like Bo Burnham.
Yeah,
he's got some good stuff. True. Not all of it. Not all of it. What's his name, Dimitri Martin.
Yeah,
that's avant-garde in the way that he, you know, does his thing.
So you're saying it's avant-garde in that it's not just a guy standing there telling jokes.
That's a part of it, yeah. Okay. Like, but not using props, you know what I mean? It's not prop.
Not like Carrot Top props.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys are just like, no, really it's Zach Galifianakis. He's like, because he's like kind of playing a character when he's like doing the stand-up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
He's singing songs and he's doing that sort of thing, but it's always kind of like that character.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's not just like, it's not like Louis C.K., where it's like, he seems like Louis, or Chris Rock, where Chris Rock seems like, he seems like, I'm sure he's not as, like, crazy, you know, like, when he... Like when he stops and says the same thing five different times while smiling, you know, and like, right. And we're like getting, you know, I'm sure he's not like that all the time, but you still get a sense of like that's him. And I'm sure Zach Galifianakis is that too, but it's not like, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, to me, Zach seems like avant-garde in that way.
Like it's not it's a like, traditional performing
yeah.
style.
Yes, exactly. It's not a traditional stand-up performing style.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean?
I do see what you're saying. Yeah.
I don't want to reveal like all the things that I'm thinking of, but it's like, you know, spoiler just little things that like are like me doing something on stage or like where I'm pretending, like feigning, like I don't know what, you know, like
yeah,
like ignorance of something, playing like dumber than I am for the sake of like there's a couple guys I've also seen that are doing kind of stuff that like. Get there. This guy Joe Pera, who play. You just have to look him up. Go look up videos of this guy. JOEPERRA or no, PERA. But he is just like his delivery and everything is just so unique. But it is. It gets into this character, you know. Like, and it's just like wow. It's that you know you can go that way, but I don't know if it's something that. I should do because then it's like, well, what if it starts working? Am I obligated to continue doing it like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we've rattled off enough.
Yeah.
To fit the, you know, what we're our duty for the
we fulfilled our obligations for it.
Fulfilled our contractual obligations.
That's right.
I wonder always what they think over there on the big bosses over there on the website. Like, I wonder if they're like, if only off. Andy and Josh would get it below the time, meet their mark. Or is that just us? Am I the slave driver?
Yeah.
Do they care? Are they just like wanting us to talk about things that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's what they'd really like.
And,
yes.
And not lose track of like what we're talking about every like 5 minutes.
That's probably number one, yeah.
Like, you know, we might be able to market this. No.
Right. We could.
Well, yeah. So, Andy, we'll have to do this again sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah. And as always, it's great. So, you got anything coming up over there in Rhode Island?
No, I got nothing.
Okay. Well, Andy's got nothing, but you can still follow him on the Twitter.
You could follow me on the Twitter.
It's at... Take it away, Andy.
At Drewsef20. Drewsef20.
And that's on the tweets.
That's on the tweets.
To borrow a word from the guy we talk about all the time.
That's right.
Chris Hardwick. And I'm at Joshua Richer. I always have to remember if there's a Joshua. Yeah, at true. Joshua Richer, spelled like the superlative right there.
I thought you were going to say it was spelled like the biblical hero, Joshua.
Yeah, but a lot of people... Andy, not all of our listeners, they know the Bible.
It's true.
They're not all enlightened people who have... come to their decisions based on reading all the other things.
Are you saying some of our listeners haven't heard the good news?
I'm thinking they haven't, but we can bring it to them.
We will.
Oh my god, that's actually next podcast. I have a guy that I watched on I think it's last Saturday morning. Yeah, coming up next time after okay. I show Andy this guy. A guy just tell him talking about news stories, him and his wife, but through the Bible, a biblical interpretation perspective.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Like everything is linked to it. And like they're like really stretching it.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to watch. And then I went to the website and I was like reading his website and that just added on to like what I had just seen.
That sounds delightful.
And her hair is amazing. Okay. Next time.
Okay.
All right, so we're gonna take off. So
yep,
thanks
signing off.
Thanks for listening, Place to Be Nation. And until next time, I'm Josh Richer. And of course, joined by Andy Flanagan. And we'll see you hopefully sometime in the future.
We'll be right back.